In a press conference to the lead-up to Iran's presidential election on June 12th, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad went on the attack against his opponents, both inside and outside the country. Mr. Ahmadinejad insisted that his government's foreign policy record was positive and that he had defended Iran's dignity against outside enemies, complaining that the previous reformist government had given in to Western demands over Tehran's nuclear program. "We have gone on the offensive with our nuclear program," he says, "because if we retreat, our enemies advance. But when we advance," he claims, "they retreat." The Iranian president, who is running against three other candidates, says UN economic sanctions have done little to harm Iran.
"Four resolutions against us. What happened? What's the result? Once and for all, we stood against the resolutions of the UN Security Council. They just insulted the government. Okay, and we accepted it, and that's it. Where are the boycotts and sanctions now?"
Mr. Ahmadinejad went on to defend his record against the West, insisting that Iran now has 7,000 centrifuges for uranium enrichment and that the West has backed down on demands that Tehran stop enriching uranium.
"One day they told us, you have 10 days, and then we'll refer to the Security Council. Now they say, okay, to the end of this year, we have time. They said that we have no talks before the elections. They were insisting to have negotiations before the elections. They called several times. They asked for dialogues. We told them we want to postpone it until after elections. And Mr. Obama finally accepted this and said, okay, let's do it after the elections."
The Iranian president also alleged that his country's nuclear dossier was closed and that none of Iran's outside enemies would dare attack the country, despite their rhetoric. When asked if Iran had not been ostracized by the West and if Tehran had not suffered economically, Mr. Ahmadinejad said Iran's economic woes were exaggerated. Alluding to the UN Security Council, he concluded that it is illogical that just four countries should rule the world. "Iran has been a victim of dominance by other nations in the past, but we won't allow it to happen ever again," he said. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.